the dark place. So the only light we receive is actually a light from Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is meant to make people abhayam, fearless. Now how can this be done? This is not a question of just some mental adjustment. You cannot sit down and say, okay, now I'm fearless. Fear will be the enemy. First of all, when you sit down and say you are fearless, you will be afraid of somebody who doesn't believe you. So then immediately you will develop the fear, I have to defend my fearlessness. And that's already fear. So a real fearlessness can be experienced. Srila Prabhupada gave us the formula. He said, the best defense is a good offense. This means, Srila Prabhupada, right away from the beginning, when we joined this movement, put us in an active role of a preacher. He put us in an active role in kirtan. He said, the most safe position you can have is in kirtan, inside. It's the real protection. Then he enlarged the kirtan. He took the small mridanga into the streets and make it to a big mridanga, his book distribution, which is nothing else as actually a big mridanga. Prabhupada said small mridanga can be heard few houses around the block, but the really Brihat mridanga, the big mridanga, the book distribution can be heard all over the planet. And this is a fact. So naturally, Krishna says, the Bhagavad Gita, such a devotee who goes out and plays the big mridanga, takes the risk to distribute Krishna consciousness, he is most dear to me. So, the ultimate protector of this movement, Srila Prabhupada, made it clear to us from the beginning, the souls they preach in specially distributed books, they will enjoy a special protection. Srila Prabhupada always had a special attention towards the Sankirtan devotees. Even he wrote me personally that devotional service is absolute. Naturally, any humble book distributor will find out soon later that anybody engaged in devotional service is a very special person. And wherever they go out and you encounter millions of totally ignorant people, those few who surrender and even try to become Krishna conscious, they are very special. So naturally, as a result of your preaching, you also develop respect to those who actually pick up on your preaching and actually they become more Krishna conscious. Still, there is a differentiation even in a spiritual plane. Prabhupada said those they actually go out and distribute Krishna consciousness to others, specifically in the most lasting form, and that's through his books, they are actually specially dear to Krishna and they are specially dear to Srila Prabhupada. If you don't believe it, you can try it out. Somebody may say, well, that's what Srila Prabhupada said to his disciples, you know, so many years ago. What about us? No. Personally, I travel around Europe associating with different kinds of Sankirtan devotees. They do emanate Srila Prabhupada's energy in so many ways. And they have realizations about Srila Prabhupada I get sometimes envious about. Yeah? So one doesn't have to be directly Prabhupada's disciple in that sense. Srila Prabhupada is there in the process of book distribution. Anybody distributing books can experience that. Prabhupada said, if a man walks around advertising somebody, naturally that somebody will become very attentive to him. We know from our experience how fond we are of our names. You know, yeah? Even the glimpse of our name will immediately draw our attention. What? Who's speaking about me? So Krishna is also very He is non-different from His name. And He is very grateful somebody is broadcasting the glories of my name. So I will read you an introduction, a very nice letter from Srila Prabhupada. Where Srila Prabhupada points this out very clearly. This is from 11th of December 1975. This is written to American Sankirtan devotees. And obviously, Srila Prabhupada was once again entirely ecstatic over Sankirtan. He writes, I read your Sankirtan newsletter with a great relish. Europe and America are in great danger. This Hare Krishna movement is enveloping them. This means wrapping them up. The Sankirtan devotees are very dear to Krishna. Because you are doing the field work of book distribution, Krishna has immediately recognized them as true servants. Just like during a wartime, a farm boy or an ordinary clerk who goes to fight for this country on the front immediately becomes a national hero for his sincere effort. So Krishna immediately recognizes a preacher of Krishna consciousness who takes all risks to deliver his message. It is called dhiravrata, determination. These boys and girls are mahatmas. Mahatmas mampartha. O son of Prika, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. This verse is applicable here. If these boys were under material nature, they would not take so much risk. They are Mahatma. They are real Mahatma, not that long beard and saffron cloth Mahatma. They are unswerving in the determination, dhiravrata. All glories to the American devotees. So, this is actually how Srila Prabhupada appreciates if somebody goes out and distributes his books. So this is all what we want. There is a very deep meaning to this letter. First of all, this letter is speaking about simple boys and girls. Now let's ask. If somebody thinks he's very sophisticated, he may be rather wrong. From Srila Prabhupada's point of view, we were all very simple boys and girls. And this movement was started by very simple boys and girls. Used to be called hippies. So some of us may say, think they come from some very elevated academic background. But from spiritual point of view, it's called all the simple. You know, some of us are indeed very simple. All these material qualifications, they have nothing to say. Especially once we go in Sankirtan. Sankirtan is not a result of a material qualification. I remember once, I was in Stockholm in Sweden. I was a Tamil president there and they told me, there is a boy here, he will be very good book distributor. He knows how to sell vacuum cleaners. He never made it. He never became a book distributor. Because that's not a qualification. And I observe people in the last 35 years coming to this movement in all kinds of shapes. Sometimes very, very deteriorated shapes. We used to have names for that. Like in Germany we used to have a Bacta. We called him Bacta Frankenstein. You know, and things like that. I mean, he looked like that, and he acted like that, you know. So, we called him like that. He became a very, very nice book distributor. Of course, initially, people just by seeing him were running to the other side of the street. But by surrendering more and more, and being very sincere, that's the qualification, sincerity. Actually,
He became a very reasonable person. He learned even how to smile. He learned how to look people into their eyes when he was rewarded. He had to learn that. He didn't know how to do that initially. So, there are many examples like that. Actually, we all come from all kinds of shapes, backgrounds. Some of us committed activities which better they don't want to even, they don't want to even mention. So, this is all nullified once you surrender to Buddhist tradition. Prabhupada very proudly quoted always this American priest who always asked, or the people asked the devotees on the street, "Are you Americans? Are you still Americans?" Because they couldn't imagine such a happy, shiny, you know, bright looking American. There was even in New York, I heard, actually, there was even in the police station, there was an announcement, if you want to find the Hare Krishnas on the street, you just look for the shiny, smiling people. That's them. Even they may be not dressed like Hare Krishna. But whoever is shiny and smiles, that's him. That's Hare Krishna. So, Prabhupada was very proud of this. He liked that very much. And this is all coming from accepting the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness to others. Krishna consciousness is not going to function when you keep it. It's not meant that way. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchavatara, they entered out the storehouse of love of Godhead unconditionally, and the next minute it was full again. So spiritual mathematics means 1 minus 1 is 10. 10 minus 10 is 100. That's the spiritual mathematics. As much you give, as more you will get. And therefore anybody preaching will experience that. None of us is a qualified bookseller. And our book distribution is not taking place on a platform where we can say, okay, this is now the seminar, how to sell a book. You say, hello, and hold the book like that. Then you make it the right foot like this. This is what they do. Kamis are teaching things like that. You know? Well, that's not how you learn to distribute books. I give you again the example of Bhakta Frankenstein, who didn't know what to say even. So I told him, just tell people, I'm coming from there, and I'm going over here, and the book is here. When he did that, people were going like, oh, really? Oh yes. But he did it with such a sincerity, but then was another problem, he didn't know what to say. So then I held the book in hand, and he was looking at the book, and they were looking at the book, and nobody said anything. Then he asked me, what should I say? I told him, yeah, just chant Hare Krishna. So that's what he did. People were holding the book in hand, and he was going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I remember this one old lady, she just looked at him and she said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm praying, will you take the book? And she was going, oh, then I have to take it. And she bought the book. It's how simple Sankirtan can get. I was last now in December in Germany in some special industrial park. I also ended up handing out people a book, they didn't say anything. They were just staring at the book. So I said, you know, the same mantra, the same what I'm saying once, same thing twice, you know, third time, fourth time, no response. People were just... So I look at the man and I'm going, excuse me, do you know how to read? And the man was going, yes. So then you can buy it. He was going, yes. Then he bought it. Then I turned to another woman and said, excuse me, you know how to read? And she was going, yes. And then you buy it.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's a very simple way to do Sankirtan, but it works, you know. Because the real thing on Sankirtan is not reason and logic. The material reason and logic is at the end. There is no reason to logic why we should distribute these books at all. Everybody came into the material world to forget Krishna. Now we are here to remember them on Krishna. Why should they like to remember Krishna suddenly? Prabhupada said, I came here to America, nobody invited me. I invited myself. I came here and I started to practice Krishna consciousness. None of you had a plan to do this. But now we are all devotees. So Prabhupada even said, I tricked you. Yeah, in such a nice way that you start to do that. So, book distribution sankirtan is based on sincerity, surrender, and recognition. If you become recognized, Krishna sees, he is somebody who didn't plan for it. He actually doesn't have really big desire to do this. But a real devotee thinks, I have to do that. Because it's pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, it's pleasing to Krishna. If Krishna would say, distribute bamboo sticks, then we would distribute bamboo sticks. Ultimately, we don't care. If Krishna is happy by bamboo stick distribution, then we will do bamboo stick distribution. We don't care. But we know why Krishna is so pleased by book distribution. Why? Because you don't become so Krishna conscious from bamboo sticks. But you become very Krishna conscious by just touching these books. Prabhupada said, if he reads just one word, one line, his whole life may be changed. You know, his whole life can change. Just the existence of these books. And therefore Prabhupada wanted these books being distributed on a large scale. So there are as many as possible. Like when you throw out seeds, you cannot expect that every seed will fructify. But, actually, as many you throw out, as many there is a chance that something will fructify, something will come. Some seeds may fructify in the future, not immediately. We don't know, that's not under our control. And it's not even our business. We just give it out. The Sankirtan devotee must be very simple in his understanding. That's where his strength is. So what we find in the Brahmacharya department, there is usually more potential. Because Brahmacharya is supposed to be simple. What is the order? Where is the spiritual master? Sankirtan ki jaye, and here we go. Please take it. You don't want to take it? Maybe next time. Okay, we go to the next. Simple. And that's difficult. Why? Because we are not simple. We are coming to Krishna consciousness with our, what Srila Prabhupada used to call, fertile brains. Fertile brains means like field, fertile field. Many things grow on it. You know, it grows and grows and grows. It's called speculation. So we grew up on speculation. We are living from speculation. In a material world, whoever speculates most, he is called the intellectual. You know, he doesn't know who he doesn't know what's the use of speculation, but he is speculating. It's called, he will get even academic title for that. PhD on speculation, you know. Until he doesn't know what he's really talking about. Just amassing words, very fancy words, then you are really somebody. But that you cannot apply on Sankirtan. Sankirtan is very simple, and that makes it a little bit difficult. Because we are not simple. So, naturally we came to this movement for protection. Protection from what? Well, from ignorance. That's the biggest violence. Not to know. Not to know who I am, not to know where I come from, not to know what to do. That's the biggest violence. And that major protection they are receiving from Srila Prabhupada, who in a very concise and precise way gave us the definition who we are, not a designation, definition. Krishna consciousness is not another exchange of designations. In the material level, everybody has a designation. Therefore, it's called the world of names. You know, everybody has a name, and it's very important, the name. You know, I mean, we have to be careful so we don't copy this into devotional life. Like, you know, I'm coming from 1972. There, nobody said those days we have a seminar. You said we have a lecture. The lecture, you know, talk, lecture. And about what? Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Finished. You know, that's it. And after that is kirtan. Finished. And after kirtan, that's prasadam. Finished. And that was it. You know. Yeah? And then we all go out and give it to others. Kirtan, prasadam, books. And Srila Prabhupada was in Germany. He actually, almost every lecture ended up with take prasadam, chant Hare Krishna, distribute my books and be happy. Thank you very much. He took it like a formula, you know. He chanted this on the street, while distributing books. So, Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple ones and complicated for the complicated ones. So the protection we all came for is protection from ignorance, I think. And that doesn't happen from one day to another. We still feel fear because there is so much ignorance. Gradually, as the ignorance becomes removed, gets removed, then the feeling of fearlessness is established. For a Sankirtan devotee, it comes very quickly.